All right, it is the bandit here. The bandit is here. And I am on my way to work. So I'm about to hit the highway and talk to everybody about some things that just been on my mind. You know, this man-woman thing. You know, how men and women are interacting with each other and why it's failing. It's failing, people. And I'll tell you why. Women have this false, narrative that getting a degree, you know, getting a degree and what all these little alphabets that go on the front of your name, they see that as a virtue. So they think because they go to school and get these degrees or these worthless pieces of paper that says that they're an expert at something, that they're going to land high value men. This is not going to happen. This is not going to happen, people. And I'll tell you why. Women are delusional to think that getting a degree or going to school or competing with a man, that's value. That's not value. It's not value. All that does is age a woman. Women today, in today's time, are the most unhappiest they have ever been in the history of the world. Women have never been this unhappy with life. Why? Because men are not valued. They're not raised up to respect the man. They're not raised up to honor a man, value a man, be submissive to a man, nor serve a man. They have no interest in it for the most part. They have no interest in bringing peace to a man. They don't. And what women don't understand is you're going to end up alone, and you're going to be a cat lady, a dog lady. You're going to be walking dogs and cats for the rest of your life. You're not going to have a man. You're not going to have somebody loving you because women don't love. Women don't have love to give. I know the women that I'm saying this to, whoever comes across this video, it's not going to like my words, but women don't have love. Women don't give love. They receive love from a man. And when they receive love from a man, they now can give love to their children. They can give love to their children. Okay? The reason why the children are so messed up today is because there's no love being given to the woman. There is no love being given to the woman. So the woman can't give love to her children. They can't even have decent relationships, even if they have a boyfriend. Even that is malfunctioned. It's not good. Because women have this false reality that because they got a education and they've been indoctrinated with some type of skill set that they can be on the same level as men. Let me tell you women something. Real women do not compete with men. Real women don't want to be on the same level as men. They don't. You don't see beauty queens going to damn school and trying to compete with men. No. It's usually some feminist, some fat woman, or some facially challenged woman going to school because the high-value men are not trying to get them. You understand what I'm saying, women? I'm giving you pearls here. I'm giving you pearls here. But you women walking around acting like because you go to school that's a value to a man. Let me tell you something. Your education don't make a man's penis hard. It don't get him sexually aroused because your degrees are in his face. This don't happen. Your job is to look as young as possible, be in shape, and be docile, be kind, be nice. That's your job as a woman. Now, do that mean that you can't have an opinion? No. That don't mean you can't have an opinion. But what it does mean is you're cooperative with a man. I talk to women all the time. I'm around women all the time. And let me tell you something. They want relationships. No woman that is by themselves want to be by themselves. No woman. It's a damn lie if a woman's up there and she's single and don't have a man that she's going to sit there and tell you that she's happy. She's a liar. That's what validates her as a woman, having a man providing and protecting her and loving her. That's the bottom line. And you have too many women out here talking about their damn degrees and their career, and you know what? They looking old. They sleeping with everybody. And when it comes to black women, they so handcuffed to the government. And the guys around the neighborhood or at the nightclub, our black boys and black girls don't have fathers. Now, I always say in my videos, I'm a father of three. My son will be 21 years old tomorrow. 21. He got a job. He's never been to jail. And I direct him in the right way to go. He ain't in the street life. He didn't grow up how I grew up, without a mother and father. He didn't grow up the way I did. So I instructed him to do better than me. Even though I had it hard and didn't have the same, you know, upbringing. Let me tell you something. I was blessed enough to live through the experiences that I experienced. I was able to live through it. And let me tell you something. Because I lived through it, I made changes in my life. I started to work hard as a man. Women working hard doesn't mean anything to me. It means nothing to me. Because a woman of substance, meaning that she is cooperating with a man, she don't have to work hard. If she's keeping keeping herself in shape. She ain't gaining weight. She don't have a loud mouth. See, she don't have to go out and work hard. Because there'll be a man willing and ready and able to take her off the market. These are facts. You can take it or leave it alone. These are the facts, people. And there's too many women out here. They got a foul mouth. They drink. They get drunk. They smoke cigarettes. They smoke blunts, weed, and all other kind of stuff. Coke. They do it all damn day. And sleep with no good men. And put themselves in situations like having kids by 2 and 3 and 4 guys. And then they want to get on online and say men ain't worth a damn. But who chose the men you slept with? There's already a stat out there, 52% of black men, which is only 6% of the United States population. 52% of those 6.3%, if you want to get technical, of men and black men in this country don't have children. They don't. Now, if you want to put the incarceration thing in there, you can, but there's a lot of women that's marrying men that's incarcerated, which tells me that black women make, and women in general, make bad damn choices. Because why would you want to marry a man that's in prison? That sounds like a damn control thing to me. You know where he at, so he can't cheat on you. So you'll marry a man that have committed murder, bank robbery, all kind of damn felonies. You'll go up there and see his damn ass in prison. But you got a man out there that's free, working, making money. He ain't in the street life. He's trying to do the right thing. This man can't get no play. But when you get dogged out by the stupid men you choose, now you want to sit there and say men ain't worth a damn. You know? This is the problem I have with women. They're not honest people. In today's world, women are, well, this has been going on for like 60 years. The black man have never oppressed black women. Never. But they want to sit there and talk about how black men have dogged them. How black men have, let me tell you something. Black women always had access to the white man, to the slave master. Even in slavery days. She's had access. That means that she can have that white man's baby and not die. She can live out her life. Black men was not able to sleep with white women and they have his baby and live in slavery times. They would kill her, him, and the kid. Only in modern times that a black man can walk around with a white woman. This is a new thing. If you want to put the squeeze the timeline, it is a new sensation for a black man to be married to white women the way they are, or women outside their race. The black woman herself broke ties with black men to hold on to the government's tit. I know that for a fact. You had men coming coming over from Vietnam. And they was getting looks from their wives and girlfriends and had to find out that his wife and girlfriend had babies by their friends and guys in the neighborhood. You had men went to go fight in Iraq, Afghanistan. Men come home and the wife have taken his kids from him and his home. Men committing suicide. Nobody cares about a man. And you got women out here talking about equal pay for equal work, the wage gap, and all this. All this infrastructure men have built. Since the beginning of time, men have been taking care of women and children. Looking out for women and children. When the ship is going down, women and children first. And we live by that motto today. Even though women say we're equal. Even though women say they're fighting for equality. When that ship is going down, will that woman say men first? Because we're equal? Women and children wait. The men are important. No, she won't say that. They pick and choose their battles. Only if they're on the winning side. That's it. And you got a lot of fake men out there who just want to get laid. That's following that mantra. Male feminist. That's an oxymoron. But you got men out here talking about they're male feminist. They need feminism. When what they need to do is, they need to focus and figure out what their purpose in life is. A man's job is not to please a woman. His job is to leave a legacy. His job is to produce. That is a man's job. His job is not to be trying to get laid every 5 minutes or look fresh every 5 minutes. Or trying to get this thing called clout and be on fleek, whatever that damn crap is, every 5 minutes. I work 7 days a week because I'm on my purpose. And you got women out here who claim that they're better than men. They do the jobs better than men. They want to do the man jobs, but no, they don't. I don't see a bunch of women lined up to be a plumber. I don't see a bunch of women lined up to be in roofing. I don't see a bunch of women lined up to pour concrete and lay concrete and be a brick mason and be on skyscrapers cleaning those windows 50 stories high. I don't see these women doing jobs like that or even trying to bid for jobs like that. They just want to be in an air-conditioned cubicle with a title on their chest that says CEO or CFO or COO. I don't see all these women trying to get their hands dirty and build bridges and all these things that men do. The real work. Coal mining, going up to Alaska and work on that pipeline. I don't see women bidding for those type of jobs. So there's nothing equal about a man and a woman. The only thing equal about a man and woman is you're equal under the law. We are equal under the law as citizens. That's the only equal we are. And a real woman wouldn't want to be equal to a man. Because let me tell you something, women. You're not going to respect a man that you're equal to. I don't give a damn how much y'all talk about equality. You're not going to respect your man being on the same level as you. That he might as well be beneath you. He might as well be beneath you. Because you're not going to respect a man that you on the same level with. And then you got to count on this guy to protect you. And be the head of your life and give you love and all that. And you on his level. That right there is an oxymoron. So I don't understand you women out there talking about, I could do anything a man would want to do. Why would a woman want to do what a man can do? Now, I can understand the dyke. I can understand the lesbian that want to do what a man can do because she really trying to compete with a man on all levels. But they can't do it either. And a lot of those lesbians, they mess with men and women. A lot of these lesbians have children, which tells me that women are opportunist. They're opportunists. They'll lay with a man, they'll lay with a woman. Whatever they're trying to get, they'll do whatever they'll sacrifice to get what they want to get. Because women are natural survivors. They'll sleep with you and they'll sleep with the enemy. That's why I don't trust women. It ain't a derogatory thing against them. That's how they made up genetically. Genetically, they're made up. But to do that, but let me tell you something else, women. You're supposed to use your femininity to your advantage. Black women don't know how to use their femininity because they don't, for the most part, black women don't have femininity. They act just like a man. They ready to fight like a man. Majority of black women are square up on you and be ready to fight and call you every damn name in the book. They real crass. They don't know how to be a damn lady. Why? Because they've been raised by a woman called they mama who hate men and hate the men they chose. Like my daughter's mom. Her daughter mom hate me, so therefore she taught my daughter to hate me. And no matter what I did for my little girl, it wasn't enough. All the shopping in the world, all the allowance in the world, all the trips in the world, all the getting the hair done and clothes and shoes did not make my daughter respect me. All the talking and all the care I gave her didn't mean nothing. And in the end, my daughter told me to my face, I don't care what you've done for me. My mama told me, you ain't nothing but a deadbeat. No matter what you've done, don't mean nothing. And I had to take those words, but I didn't take them personally because I knew where it was coming from. And I know one day my little girl's gonna grow up. Now, she ain't no little girl no more. She 18 years old. So she's considered grown now under the law. But I know my daughter one day she'll be 30 if she lives long enough. And she'll think about those words that she told her father. And she'll think about all the things that her father did for her. Not tried to do, but did. Because you got a lot of men out there talk about what they tried to do and what they're trying to do and they ain't doing. But I actually did. And one day when my daughter wake up, she'll say, you know, I had a good dad, but I was young. And listening to my mama, I said some harsh things to my father. And one day she might come back to me. But you know what? Even if she don't, I still love my daughter. My job was to be a father, not win a damn popularity test. I'm not trying to win the popular vote. My job was to teach my daughter values and morals and have more character. That was my job as a father. So I have no regrets, but I always could have done better. Every parent feels that way. But these kids gonna go off and do what they wanna do in life. And you gotta let them find their way. But back to the women. It's the same thing with my daughter's mom. My oldest son's mom. Same thing. The only thing they cared about was a check. And now that they're grown and I paid all my child support in full, they have no words for me. They don't care how I'm doing. There's no humanity. But Black Lives Matter sitting out there talking about Black Lives Matter. The women that had my children don't give a damn about me. And I'm their father. But you got these people out here talking about white people got to care about black people. Black Lives Matter. How the hell Black Lives Matter when your own, the mother of your child don't even wish you dead. They don't even care about you. See? See the inconsistency? And that's how these kids are growing up. It's inconsistent. There's no moral compass. And that's why it's failing in this country, because women are ruling. The government did a hell of a pitch. A hell of a pitch when they put women in charge. Because they knew women were irresponsible and they don't hold themselves accountable for anything. They just don't. And I'm gonna tell you, the government knew it. Yeah, the government, they knew it. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. And so that's the way that goes. So I'm at work now. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to end this video. That's my rant. But I'm going to end this video with this. Listen up, women, and listen good. Your degrees don't mean anything when it comes to getting a man. Not being overweight. Not putting fake hair in your damn head every 5 minutes. Not kicking your face with makeup. Not putting pressure on you that's not meant for you genetically. Competing with a man all the damn time. That's what's going to get you a man. Not your degrees, not your certifications, none of that crap matters. Being a real woman comes with being feminine. Being a joy to be around. And if you're not any of those things, if you don't have those values and respect for men and respect for yourself to hold yourself accountable, then you're going to be a cat and dog lady. And that's all I got to say about that. There will be a part 2 to this video. And I will do it later on. But that's it for this video. I'm the Quarantine Bandit. The Corona Bandit. And I'm out. Peace.